Well, a very different Academy Awards ceremony this year, and not just for the sometimes awkward COVID-related requirements. After several years where the whiteness and maleness of the awards spawned hashtags and campaigns for more diversity, this year really seemed to deliver for those who were campaigning. It's all embodied in the huge success this year for Nomadland, a film about life in the US heartland. It's taken out the Oscars for Best Picture and Actress in a Leading Role at the ceremony earlier today. But even more than that, the woman behind the film, Chloe Zhao, won the Best Director Award, becoming the first woman of colour and only the second woman ever to win that category. Caroline Winter takes a look at how the films, their creators and the perspectives they represent are changing.
And the Oscar goes to Nomadland.
That moment topped off a stellar night for Nomadland, a semi-fictional drama about the hidden community of older van-dwelling Americans who call the open road their home.
You are one of those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
Beijing-born filmmaker Chloe Zhao earlier won Best Director, becoming the first non-white woman and only the second woman ever to win the award in the event's 93-year history.
This is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that. And this is for you. You inspire me to keep going. Thank you.
Best Actress in a Leading Role went to Frances McDormand, who played a woman living out of her van alongside real-life nomads who travelled from job to make a living.
And one day, very, very soon, take everyone you know into a theater, shoulder to shoulder, in that dark space, and watch every film that's represented here tonight.
Anthony Hopkins picked up Best Actor for The Father. Briton Daniel Kaluuya was awarded Best Actor in a Supporting Role for his performance in Judas and the Black Messiah. And South Korean actor Yeo Jung-yoon won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a spirited and unconventional grandmother in Minari. The winners were still winners, but this year's ceremony was unlike any other. Pandemic-proof and socially distanced, it was held at both Los Angeles Union Station and the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. There was a red carpet of sorts, but no host and no audience. Only nominees could attend.
You know how to do the butt.
Quit, turn up.
There were some lighter moments, among them Glenn Close twerking to the 80s funk hit Da Butt. The pandemic changed not only the event, but the films that were released and up for awards. Wenli Ma is a TV and film critic with news.com.au.
There is a really great story to be told about the diversity of stories that we're seeing the Oscars recognise, but that's also a little bit of the fact of the movies that were released versus the movies that weren't released.
Big blockbusters were held back for release in favour of lower budget and indie films, which may otherwise have been lost in the mix.
You could read into that the idea that maybe the industry is still not yet ready to give high budgets to stories about different cultural backgrounds, to women making movies, to people of colour making movies, and they held on to a lot of those movies to be released in cinemas later this year.
The Oscars publicity is likely to give winners a shot in the arm and encourage audiences keen to go back to the cinema a reason to go. Wenli Ma hopes it'll also help usher in a new era ahead of the Oscars diversity guidelines which come into play in 2024.
I think the Oscars diversity rules are a really kind of overdue process.
Has the Academy moved dramatically, do you think, from the hashtag Oscars so white 6 years ago?
I think we have come a long way from just even a few years ago. You know, when you've got people like Daniel Kaluuya and Yoo Jung-yoon winning in the acting categories, when you've got Ma Rainey, you know, breaking records as the first black women winning in their, I think it was either costuming or hair and makeup categories. As soon as that door is kicked in, that's more people coming through, and that's how it needs to happen.
TV and film critic Wenli Ma from news.com.au. A reporter there, Caroline Winter.